Somewhere along the line, you must have met a young lady by the name of Kathleen.
Oh, yes. At Georgetown.
Which Georgetown?
Well, she was undergraduate in the Foreign Service School, and I was in the law school.
And so was it love at first sight? How did that work out?
Yes. Kathleen was living with a series of girls. What a lot of people do at Georgetown is you'll rent these townhouses that have four or five bedrooms, and you'll get five or six kids living in one. Kathleen was living with three or four of her friends on 33rd Street, and I was living with three or four of my friends on N Street, which is right around the corner. So one of my roommates was dating one of hers, and that's where we met. Then I chased her until she'd marry me.
And she still hasn't said yes, right?
Well, she did get monogrammed towels after we'd been married about 7 years. I kind of felt like getting vested in the profit-sharing plan. And we have our 37th anniversary this August.
Where is Kathleen from originally?
Chicago.
Children from your marriage?
We have three. Our oldest son, Larry, is here. We have two grandbabies, and he works for the company in the Tulsa office. Second son, Michael, is an attorney, went to Notre Dame Law, spent 5+ years with Jones Day, an international law firm in Washington doing international law, and he, about a year ago, came to work for us as our general counsel. He's based in Washington. And then our daughter, Kathleen, who went to business school at Georgetown after college and worked for Jim Inhofe for a while, and Mel Martinez before that, is now working in our real estate development business in the Washington, Virginia, Maryland area.
After you graduate from law school, what happens to you?
I went to Houston to practice with a small firm that did a lot of financial and international transaction law. And Kathleen went to work on George H.W. Bush's campaign in 78, the campaign that went through the Iowa primary, which he won, but then he got trounced in New Hampshire, and the rest is history with Reagan. So I'd been practicing, I guess, maybe a year and a half or so, maybe, when my dad got cancer, and they gave him 5 weeks to live. So about the time that Mr. Bush dropped out of the campaign, we moved back to Tulsa in February of 1980 and went to work for the construction business there out on the city service project. I don't know what it is now. It's kind of an office park. Different offices are in there. Across from Quick Trip. Remember the old city service technology
center. Right. You served as CEO of Rooney Holdings, an investment and holding company?
Yes. After Dad died in October of 1980, we divided up our family's stuff. Uncle John's family and Dad's family, where they were 50-50 partners in most everything. One of the things that we took was the construction company. And my brother Tim and I bought the family out of the construction company. It was a really difficult time, if you remember, 1984, after the Penn Square Bank failed in 1982, et cetera, and the company had a lot of trouble, or pretty much broke. It was a really bad thing for my mother to be in. It had bonding requirements where you have to guarantee financially, and I didn't want her doing that. My little sister was still only like 11 when my dad died. So Timothy and I bought it out and reorganized it. We set up a holding company to own it. Then we'd have the flexibility to have some of the company guys be shareholders of it. So Timothy and I would have a holding company to own the rest of it.
So is it true then today you are the majority owner of Manhattan Construction Company?
I am. My brother Tim was my minority partner. He wanted to get out in, I think it was 2002 or 3. I ran the company from when we bought everybody out in 84 until about 1996 or 7. Then Tim ran it from then till we bought him out in 2003, I believe it was.
You're the fourth generation of your family then to own the company.
Yeah, well, I guess you could say the kids are the fifth now, because really they own most of it. You get right down to it.